Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, we've been watching, we've been witnessing in shock, frankly, in horror, if you have a conscience, if you have a soul, of all of the insanity and madness that's been happening all around Ivy League universities around the country. I mean, it's gotten so bad that the president of Columbia, who wouldn't ban, you know, from the river to the sea, has had to close down the university on top of a rabbi in New York saying, if you are Jewish, do not go into Columbia University. And the things they are chanting are equally as repulsive and disgusting. Let me play some of what we've heard. And that is the, you know, October 7th will be every day. We have a confrontation of Jewish students at Columbia University to push them out of the camp. Other pro-Palestinian, quote, protesters shouting, all you do is colonize, F you, go back to Poland, stop killing children, and oh, Hamas, oh, loved one, strike Tel Aviv in Arabic. It's all on tape. We have it all. Listen.
Remember the 7th of October.
Never forget the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not 1 more time. Not 5 more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times. 10,000 times.
Ready? 7th of October is about to be every day.
We are going to slowly.
You see how hostile this is? And you're asking me not to record?
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely feel threatened right now.
So that we can.
So that we can.
Start to push them.
Start to push them.
Out of the camp.
Out of the camp.
One step forward.
One step forward.
Another step forward.
Another step forward.
We ask.
We ask.
That you please respect.
That you please respect.
Our privacy.
Our privacy
and our community guidelines,
and our community guidelines,
which you have so far disrespected,
which you have so far disrespected,
and leave our camp,
and leave our camp.
One step forward,
one step forward.
You guys don't have to do this, you know, you're all here because we're here. Why are you giving us?
We were here
power?
Before you came here.
I understand that, but you're doing what
repeat
you're doing.
After me.
You're doing what
repeat
you're doing.
After me.
I'm bored.
I'm bored.
We would like you to leave.
We would like you to leave.
Bitches.
Use another
Joining us now, Jonathan Herenoff holds an MS degree from Columbia and their School of Journalism and completed graduate studies in journalism and diplomacy and international relations at Harvard University. They've had their own problems. Daniela Greenbaum Davis, a Jewish American writer and content creator, Emmy award-winning producer, formerly, by the way, with that ABC hit show, The View, apparently. Anyway, thank you both for being with us. These are really sad times. And I'll start with you, Jonathan, because you've gone to the universities and where all of this is unfolding, all of this hatred is on display. I've got to imagine it shocks you to your core.
Not only is it shocking, it's almost unthinkable. This is 2024. We're talking about New York City, the city with the largest Jewish population in the world outside of Israel. And the scenes that we've been seeing since last Wednesday and also before President Shafik's hearing have been absolutely atrocious. And I am appalled to have seen all of these disgusting scenes, and so much more needs to be done by the administration. Clearly, the hearing and all the commitments were not enough, and there needs to be now an emergency hearing, and concrete steps need to be taken to ensure that Jewish students feel safe to go back to university. Telling them to flee is not a solution.
Well, then we have at Yale, and I'll ask you this, Daniela, you have a Jewish Yale University student journalist reporting on this anti-Israeli protest on their campus. This was actually on Saturday night, was stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag while her assailant has gone unpunished. But anyway, she's the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press, so much for free, which saw hundreds of students camping on campus in support of the Palestinians, they say. What I'd like to understand is I thought these campuses, we often talked about them being woke and politically incorrect. I thought on college campuses that slanted so solidly left, if you use the wrong pronoun, I mean, you risk being kicked out of the school. And here you have chanting of from the river to the sea and virulent, repulsive anti-Semitic comments and pro-Hamas comments made on a regular basis. You know, what part of what happened on October 7th have all of these Ivy League students forgotten? I'm trying to understand. Over 1,200 Israelis killed, hundreds more that have been taken and kidnapped. You have babies on video decapitated. You have women being raped left, right, and all over the place, and them telling their harrowing stories. What part of this, you know, how is their moral compass that far off?
Look, I think you raise a devastating point, which is that for everybody except Jews, all of these campuses have such strict guidelines and rules of what you can and can't say. I was a student on Columbia's campus 10 years ago, and already then, I mean, you really couldn't say anything. It was, you know, safe space, political correctness up the wazoo. And now, from the river to the sea is the least of our problems. I mean, the calls that are happening on campus are globalize the Intifada. We want the Intifada now. You have students holding up signs that say Al-Qassam's next target. Al-Qassam is Hamas's military brigade. So, I mean, from the river to the sea is the least of our problems. There's very, very clear, overt, direct calls for violence, not in the Middle East, but actually on campus.
I'd like to understand why this campus president, these campus presidents, I should say plural because it's happening everywhere. Why haven't they taken the stand that if you are acting this way and if you're trying to shut down the campus and if you are hostile to other students, you will be thrown out of school? What am I missing here? Because
What's crazy is it's not just that they're not throwing kids out of school. It's that Shafik, for example, the president of Columbia, she's not doing anything that she could do. For example, Mayor Adams made it very clear last night in statements and posts to Twitter that he would love to be sending the NYPD to Columbia's campus because there are actually threats of violence and there are actually things that the NYPD could be doing to be keeping Jewish students safe. And he made it very clear in his statement that because Columbia is a private university and it's obviously privately held, he can't deploy the NYPD there unless Shafik says that they should come, which she is so far refusing to do. And today, she not only canceled classes and said that they would be held by Zoom, but also said she's looking to compromise with the so-called protesters and that she's hoping to find a common ground with them. So I think it's...
Well, how do you find common ground with virulent anti-Semitism? Can you tell me where is the common ground there?
Not going to be anywhere good for the Jews, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, let me go back to you, Jonathan. You have a prominent rabbi at Columbia warning Jewish students to go home. This was yesterday. And do not return to campus. Now, their opportunity, their learning opportunity has been taken away from them. And here's what's really scary. We've heard, virulent, repulsive anti-Semitism in the halls of Congress. We see it all over college campuses around the country. Many of the top universities in our country, universities where parents would be so happy to learn that their kid was accepted into an Ivy League school, only to enter this environment, never mind a woke environment, never mind, there's no fostering of the free and open exchange of ideas, ideals, and opinions, an environment where often conservatives are shouted down and shut up and told not to speak. I'm just trying to understand if their opportunity to learn is being ripped away from them and they don't feel safe at these universities, they have not only a moral obligation, they have a legal obligation to make sure every student is safe. And that's not the conditions that exist now on these college campuses.
That's absolutely right. They absolutely have an obligation to do so. And they have not been able to keep the students safe, neither the Columbia's public safety, nor with the help of the NYPD. And not only is this going to cause huge concerns for current students, but it's also going to create doubt for parents of prospective students. They're going to think twice, even five times, before sending their kids to Harvard, Columbia, Yale, or other Ivy League schools. Above all else, these parents will want to know that their child is safe at school, and that's a guarantee that many of these schools cannot keep today.
Frankly, I think it's wrong to assume that if America were attacked, these students wouldn't be at least somewhat happy about that, some of them, because many of them are protesting against American flags as well. And it's clear that they're neither happy with the United States or Israel at this moment in time. But to the broader point, I don't think this is about October 7th for these students. I don't think this is about the current war for these students. This is a conversation that's been happening on campus, and specifically Columbia's campus, for more than 20 years.
I take issue with you when you hear pro-Hamas agitators at Columbia screaming, "Jews, Jews, go back to Poland." I'm sorry, but that is about as anti-Semitic as you can be.
Oh, I don't disagree. I don't think this isn't anti-Semitic. I'm saying it goes further. I think this isn't just about October 7th. I think this conversation has been happening on Columbia's campus by these kinds of protesters for more than 20 years. And the exact divestment language that they're suggesting of Columbia's portfolio shouldn't be invested in any company that dares to be invested in Israel is something that's been going on long before the actions of October 7th and the war that's followed.
All right, quick break, right back. More with Jonathan Herrenoff and Daniela Greenbaum Davis. We'll get to your calls on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we continue the situation unfolding on these Ivy League institution campuses now around the country. It is not safe for kids to go to even Columbia or Yale in this environment. I never thought I'd see this in our time, but we continue with Jonathan Herrenoff and Daniela Greenbaum Davis is with us. Here's what the saddest part of all of this is in when you enter the political arena is Joe Biden has been trying to lecture and tell Israel to withdraw in their battle, their fight against terrorism. This was the worst terror attack in their history. And he's now taken it a step further after Iran fired all of these missiles for the first time towards Israel. And Israel, thankfully, was able to intercept 99% of them. What did the president of the United States say? He was pressuring Israel to show restraint. My answer is, if you are attacked, you must show strength and you must defeat those that would that are seeking to destroy you and kill you. Am I wrong, Jonathan?
What I will say, Sean, is that you know that the situation is bad on campus.
You're trying to thread the needle. I asked you a very specific question. If a country is attacked with missiles that are designed to wipe out your population, is it not the wisest thing to do, but to understand that they are a real, clear, present danger to your existence? People that have in their written charter to destroy you. Shouldn't America support their right to self-determination and self-defense?
I think you have a moral obligation as a nation to defend your people, especially when you're under existential threat. And that is something that has become very apparent since October 7th. And Israel has rightly said that it's defending its people against the threat of Hamas, Hezbollah, and most recently, directly, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Will this impact, I mean, we break everything down in polls demographically. Do you believe, Daniello, this will impact the Jewish American vote come November 5th?
I do. I mean, historically, American Jews are overwhelmingly Democratic, and I think that trend will largely continue. But, you know, just anecdotally, I can tell you some of the most liberal Jews that I know are feeling detached from the Democratic Party. That said, I think there's a bit more complexity to the Biden situation. I can tell you I've been to Israel 5 times since October 7th. And every Israeli I speak to, including the most right-wing Israelis I speak to, only have overwhelming gratitude for the Biden administration. Now, they don't love everything he says and some of the things.
Let me tell you something. I've been friends with Prime Minister Netanyahu for over 30 years. That is the exact opposite of what I'm hearing from my friends in Israel.
I can only speak to my own experience, Sean.
Okay, appreciate your time. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right. Let me play. There is one Democrat that has been speaking out, and I deserve to tip my hat to him. He's earned it. He's been very outspoken about the situation with Israel, and that is John Fetterman. Yes, that John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, the senator from Pennsylvania. And talking about how crazy it is that there are Democrats that will not condemn Iran, and referring to protesters that are out there with their bullhorns and yelling at people in public places as, well, the a-holes that they are. Listen.
I am not going to be in a position to tell Israel what I should do. That's their choice. And I certainly hope none of this escalates and turns into a more widespread. But I will say is that I'm always going to choose. I would want us to follow Israel on that. That's our key ally, our special relationship. And you're surrounded by nations that underwrite terrorism and all of those things. And I was appalled that there were members of our party, Democrats, that can't even condemn Iran. And that's crazy. It's completely reasonable to want a ceasefire or to have a different view on that. Absolutely. That's a democracy. But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people. And that doesn't make you noble. It just makes you an it's very American to protest and to do that in the appropriate way, then I absolutely support that. I'm not suggesting that you have to agree with our view, my view, but it's just saying it doesn't really allow you to disrupt lives and to inflict those kinds of damages on people that are just trying to get on with their lives.
Got to tip my hat. He's the only one. And now Joe Biden is beholden to all of them. And this now will be on the ballot. Joe Biden has abandoned any real moral support that he should be giving Israel, because all of these crazy people that have been out there protesting and are continuing to protest, those that are threatening Jewish students on college campuses, those that basically are offering aiding and abetting and comforting those people responsible for the terror attacks, the worst terror attack in Israel's history, I got to give them a lot of credit, because it's not safe for them anymore. And I didn't think we'd see this in our lifetime, but it's unfolding right before our eyes. It's been unfolding all day, all weekend. Anyway, to our phones we go. Ed, North Carolina, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Hey, Sean, how are you? I was just thinking a different take on this thing about these folks on campuses that are have gotten into this following. And it seems more like it might be possibly sort of a cult-like thing. I mean, you know, in the 70s, you had these phenomenon like the Jim Jones thing, 1,000 people, 1,300 people, you know, taking Kool-Aid and mass suicide down in Guyana. But now with social media, people are so segmented from their traditional mechanisms of getting information, you know, usually through family and friends and I guess churches and wherever they socialize. They get into this situation where they're so lonely, and then this group comes along, and it's only about 10% of them that know the truth. I mean, when you look at these organizations that influence this thinking, the other 90% are just like, I'm a part of something. I feel like I'm in something, and I'm making a difference. But they don't understand. And to illustrate, if you just simply take one little sliver of that community, the LGBT community, about 95% of them are on board with this. They're like, oh yes, we've got to be a part of this. We've got to be a part of this. You know, death to Israel, long live Hamas. Well, the fact of the matter is if they stop and just look at it, the Israelis would welcome them as a community more with open arms than Hamas would. So it's in their own, they don't even have their own interest in mind. They're just part of something.
Look at the attack by Iran. Now, you're raising a good point, because you're bringing up human rights abuses. What did they just have in the last week in Iran? Another crackdown on any woman that is not wearing the hijab, that does not cover up in public. What do they do if you're discovered to be a gay or lesbian in Iran? They'll put you up at the top of a building and they'll murder you. And there's so many paradoxes here. If you think of these college campuses and what they have evolved into, especially in recent years, these woke havens for, you know, juvenile delinquents, and look at the trouble you would get into in any one of these college campuses if God forbid you use the wrong pronoun, you know, how many people would be triggered by that? Or if you expressed an opinion that, well, I think people are either born men or they're born women. Yeah, that would be controversial on most college campuses today. But they say they're for women's rights. They say they're for gay rights. They say they're for free and open debate and dialogue, but conservatives are not welcome on most of these college campuses. And now you look at, why are they turning a blind eye to the slaughter of October the 7th and offering comfort and aid to the enemy and the people that put in power, the people that were responsible for that? Why are they not in favor of Israel's right to self-determination and supporting their right to live free and have a safe, secure country and not have to live under constant, never-ending rocket fire? Why are they fighting for their kids to have the right to play outdoors and get a little bit of vitamin D in neighboring, you know, border towns like Sderot, where I was, where kids have to play in underground bunker playgrounds? That city alone had gotten hit with 10,000 rockets in 10 years by the time I went to it. You know, why are we not looking at the fact that Hamas took all of the aid money that the world had sent, including American tax dollars and Israeli tax dollars, to build hospitals and schools, and they built terror tunnels instead. You know, how, what has gone wrong with their moral compass that they're that far out of balance, and that, you know, where's this hatred coming from? This repulsive anti-Semitism coming from? I don't know the answer to it. It's puzzling to me, but it's actually scary because the numbers are much larger than I would have ever dreamed of.
They just don't, they don't know the facts. I don't know any other way to say it other than if you ask any of those people a series of questions just on the facts, and you don't give it a political slant, you don't say it's Republican or Democrat or Israeli or Hamas. I mean, it's just unbelievable that they don't have a grasp of knowledge. And some are coming around. Bill Maher, Fetterman, they're starting to realize, wait a minute, this is crazy. This crazy groupthink has gotten things way out of whack. And will it self-adjust? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it literally raises a lot of questions. And I will tell you, these are the people that Joe Biden cannot criticize. This is a part of the Democratic coalition, the Democratic base. And that has now caused the president of the United States to abandon our closest ally in a battle against radical Islamic terrorists. And think of how profound that is, putting his own blind personal political ambition above what is morally right. And it's not a difficult call. Appreciate the call, my friend. Ed, thank you. All right, quick break. Right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Born on America's darkest day, the worst terrorist attack in our history, and that's 9/11/01. Well, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been helping American heroes ever since. Now, for catastrophically injured vets, first responders, Tunnel to Towers, they build mortgage-free smart homes, which enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. They have their foundation's homeless veterans program. They have they're providing housing and services to them. More than 3,300 helped last year alone. And because every veteran that honorably served, whether in peacetime or wartime, they deserve our gratitude. People that put their lives on the line for our country and our communities. We're asking all of you, if you'll please join the Tunnel to Towers and commit $11 a month. Join their mission to do good and never forget the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Anyway, you can join all of us here on Team Hannity. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free for all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, back to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. David, New York, next. Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
How you doing, Sean? I'm going to circle around and move into this travesty that is the Donald Trump fiasco going on here in New York. And I wanted to call you because you made some good points the other day on Friday about what is the recourse that New Yorkers have in regards to putting this fiasco to an end. And, I did some reading on it, and we really have no recourse. You can't really stop the DA from, you know, until there is some sort of an indictment and then you have an appeal. But I was thinking about, where's Jim Jordan and where's the Judiciary Committee to bring in Letitia James, who the DA, who has already expressed personal bias towards.
I mean, let's say the Attorney General of New York actually went into court today, and the issue was, Remember the bond was like over $500 million, which is insane considering the case we're talking about. Remember, the judge in the case, and Goron, this case was supposed to be about valuations, even though a disclaimer said, don't listen to our valuations. You have a fiduciary responsibility to do your own valuations. and then went ahead and valued Mar-a-Lago, which is close to $1 billion property, if not more, and stuck to a valuation of $18 million, which was obscene. Judge Engoron, this case was resolved by summary judgment. They didn't even have a jury trial in this case. He just said, you lose. Now we're going to go right to the penalty phase. And it was so obvious how prejudiced and how political the judge was. And the attorney general ran on a platform to get one man, Trump, one organization, the Trump organization, and, you know, one family, the Trump family. And they succeeded to a point. Now, in the criminal trial, you have a more complicated issue that's going to unfold. Well, let's assume that I'm right, that Donald Trump can't get a fair hearing in New York City, a very liberal venue. Very few people voted for him there. And the guilty verdict comes back, but he has very good, he has a lot of arguments already that he would appeal the any verdict, not the least of which is the judge should have recused himself, and I believe an unconstitutional gag order. Okay. Now, when is that going to be determined? Because if you're going to have the guilty verdict and then the appeal comes back sometime after the election, how is that not election interference? Tell that to Rob McDonnell, the former governor of Virginia, right? You get the last word.
Yeah, I agree. I know for me, and a lot of folks here in New York, we've been looking at ways where that this trial should not even be allowed to go on. And we're looking at what are the possibilities of there being a class action lawsuit against Letitia James for misusing public funds for malicious prosecution.
Why do you think that would be possible in a state that has gotten so hardcore left wing? Why do you think there would be justice? I don't believe it would happen.
Yeah, because, you know, I listen, one must have faith, and there are enough people who are still not, I don't know, affected by this sort of woke idealism that's persuasive here in New York. But I'm still wondering why Jim Jordan has not used his powers on the Judiciary Committee to at least have Letitia James come to D.C. and explain how are we supposed to respect what she is saying and take it as truth when she's already expressed bias. Is already biased at the top. And if I'm not mistaken, yesterday one of the attorneys that you had on said that they can't even identify, Bragg won't even identify the underlying charge. So it smells. And it's, you know, it's the other thing I would say is the narrative. I don't think it's about that it's Donald Trump anymore. I think the narrative needs to change that it's an American citizen that is really being wrongfully accused and, you know, on behalf of a political party who has weaponized the justice system. You know, I wish there was a way to
imagine just for a second, if the shoe were on the other foot, what would the left in this country be doing? How would they be reacting? What would they be saying? Anyway, David, appreciate a good call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Okay, are you feeling the impact of recent changes in the timeshare industry? Well, now more than ever, the costs of timeshare ownership far outweigh any benefits. My friends at Lone Star Transfer, well, they are the only company that I trust to get you out. Our listeners' positive feedback demonstrates why I have been supporting Lone Star Transfer now for many years. Now, for over a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 timeshare owners. And Lone Star Transfer, well, their exclusive options help timeshare owners like you get out faster and easier than any other option in the country. They're the only company that will give you a written guarantee and release you from your timeshare in a specific time frame. Now, for a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, call our friends at Lone Star Transfer. It's 833-594-0075. Again, 833-594-0075. On the web, it's LoneStarTransfer.com. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality.
Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.